Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it.
Hey, hey, it's just like the medicine, as the song says. God bless you. It is Friday. It is July the 9th, 2021. Amen. Amen. We made it through another week, and it's been a blessing. And we hope that you have a safe and peaceful weekend. Heavenly Father, before I get into this word, I want to do a shout out to all my sick and shut-ins on Shirley Willis, Elder Ronnie, Denise Giss, Annetta Willis, my God, and Minister Rodney Tobit. He's in Michigan. He's pastor of his church. He is sick. He's at home. Amen. Amen. I pray for those that I just mentioned, and that God's angel is protecting them, and God, Holy Spirit, will heal them of anything that is going on. Amen. Amen. Keep them in prayer. Keep them uplifted in God's word. Amen. Amen. My topic for today is an angel encampment. The Psalms from the book of Psalms, chapter 34, verse 7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them." Amen. Amen. We cannot see the angels, but it is enough that they can see us. There is one great angel of the covenant whose eye is always upon us, both day and night. He has a host of holy ones under him, and he causes these to be watchers over his saints and to guard them from all ill. If devils do us mischief, shining ones do us service. Amen. Amen. Note that the Lord of angels does not come and go and pay us transit visits, but he and his armies encamp around us, sentinel by the messengers of God. We shall not be surprised by sudden assaults or swallowed up by overwhelming forces. Deliverance is promised in this verse. Deliverance by the great captain of our salvation. That deliverance we shall attain again and again, until our warfare is accomplished and we exchange the field of conflict for the home of rest. That is my word of encouragement for today. And I will be back again with more word next week. And I may put a word up on Saturday, tomorrow. So look out for that as well. Amen. Amen. I'm Sister Faye, or Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Keep the peace. Keep those that are close to you, near to you, dear to your heart. And let the Holy Spirit flow forevermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you.